We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
I'm a flag-waving patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Joining us now is 1st District Congressman Dr. Roger Marshall. Congressman, thank you for joining us this evening.
John, I would call in just to hear Johnny Cash one more time. I think I told you last time I talked to you, the first album I ever bought was Johnny Cash at San Quentin.
Yep.
I think I paid $4.99 for what were those, 30, what was the track called? It wasn't a 45, it was a 78 or something like that.
That's sort of become your unofficial theme song. So whenever you're on, that just kind of become your theme song. So I hope you don't mind.
My walk-on song. Yeah, I need that. Little Johnny Cash. Although Ring of Fire is my favorite Johnny Cash song. Boy Named Sue would be right there.
Boy Named Sue's right. A good one. That's a good
one. It says a lot about America. What are we talking about tonight, John?
Well, I wanted to get your take. Well, first off, I wanted to get a D.C. take, but then I figured I could hit both veins by, you know, having a doc. So I figure, okay, I can kind of hit both both of your expertise here. Sure. I saw you visited the Kansas Department of Health and Environment in Topeka the other day to get an update on the state's response efforts to the China coronavirus outbreak. Are you confident KDHE is prepared to handle the outbreak in Kansas?
Well, they're doing everything they can do right now. They're giving us less than 24-hour turnaround on the corona test, which is incredible. That's better, I think, than anywhere in the country. And to be honest, it's usually in 12 hours. So that's a good thing. They were getting really short on some of their kits and reagents, and the lab at KDHE called me or texted me this afternoon, this evening actually, to tell me they got some more kits. So for right now, yes. But the good news is we have lots of the private sector coming on board as well. I've been in discussions with KU Med Center, so they're going to have a kit test coming on this week as well. Several other labs across the state starting to kick in as well. So they're keeping up, and a lot of it depends on what are Kansans going to do. Are we going to ignore the president's advice and keep spreading the virus more and more, not respond to the social distancing, or are we going to heed his advice, we'll be ready for it.
Well, and you know, okay, so I will have to confess. You're calling in live, but I doubt you were listening to the first hour of the show when you probably would be disappointed in me, because I have to admit, Congressman, I can't afford to stay home. If I'm ordered to shelter in place, we've got a small business, we've got to go in, or you know, we've got a commercial mortgage, commercial lease to pay, so we're gonna have to go in. But beyond that, we'll stay home. So we'll do with our best to avoid crowds, but you know, there's a limit to what we can do. let me ask you this. Do you feel the response has been, do you think it's proportionate? Do you think we're overstepping? I think the president has done well. I think some of these states, like New York, I'm like, goodness gracious, he's got people, California's got people staying in their homes. There are some, including myself, who worry. And I know you're an avid, libertarian. Do you feel like some of these restrictions of our rights and liberties are getting setting a scary precedent?
Well, that's one of the best compliments I've had today. When I was thinking about running for Congress, one of my best friends from high school was, we were talking through political views, and he said, "God, Roger, you sound like a libertarian." And I said, well, what does that mean? I mean, this was like 5 or 6 years ago. I'm in doctor land, and he was into politics. He said, "Oh, you're kind of lean libertarian." So, a couple thoughts for you. Number one, we need to do everything we can to protect the health and safety and well-being of every American and every Kansan. That being said, the left socialist media has blown this out of proportion. Before it ever got here, I've never seen anything like this. We've had 20,000 Americans die from the influenza virus this year already. The swine flu, 12,000 people died 2008-09, and I don't know if we've hit 12,000 in the entire world for this virus so far. So the left media has blown this up. They're blaming Trump for it. You might as well just call it Trump virus, Trumpitis. Everything Trump, if anybody dies in the next, between now and November, it's Trump's fault.
Right.
So where's the balance? Where's the balance of this? We've got the media driving the agenda, and now here we are, and I'm going to support President Trump's latest, request that 15 days, he wants us to do everything we can to minimize the spread of this virus. So I'm all in to do that.
No, I think you're right, and you see that as well. With the way they're attacking him, and frankly, if they heard me do it, they'd attack me too, because I call it the Wuhan China coronavirus, and that's the latest attack. Is they attack? Oh, that's racist. No, it isn't. That's where it came from. It came from China. It's a China virus. So all of a sudden, that's. But you're right. It seems like this has become more about a political hit job than it is about trying to solve the issue.
Right. I mean, as I talk to other doctors and other people in the healthcare profession, back in January, I was talking about it, and they said, "Oh, you mean the Wuhan virus?"
Right.
Right. Yeah, the Wuhan virus. That's where it's from. That's what we do in medicine. We label a virus or an illness where it's from, or maybe the first patient that had it. So West Nile virus, the Middle East respiratory virus. That's what we do. It's not meant to be racist. We're just saying, hey, it started in Wuhan, China. So that's the name of it, and the media, no matter what President Trump does, it would be wrong. If he played fast music, they wouldn't dance. If he played slow music, they wouldn't dance.
No, amen. You're absolutely right. My wife and I were talking about it the other day. I said, honey, if he said the sky was blue, they'd say he was wrong. Any idea, and I know this is asking you to put on your prognostication hat, any idea how long this thing is going to last? I mean, is it possible we could see this end by July or August?
Oh, I think I really think in April it's going to be better. If you kind of look at the epidemiology of this and how long it lasts from the time you have your 100th case until it peaks out, even in China it was 4 to 5 weeks. So we had our 100th case on March the 2nd. So I'm not promising you that come April, it's going to be better. But I think the worst of it, good Lord willing, the worst of it will be behind us in April. And then it'll take another month for it to start trickling down. But whenever you see the number of new cases start to drop, you'll know we've made it past the, over the waterfall, so to speak. Now, economically, that's a whole other question. So I'm speaking now as a doctor, when is the virus going to peak? I think we're right there. I think these next 3 to 5 days is going to peak. It's doubling about every 2 days. It's in the East Coast, the West Coast, our population centers. So it's going to keep doubling there. And then it's going to kind of trickle across rural America. We've got quite a few cases up in Johnson County, Wyandotte County, and basically only 2 in Sedgwick County. So we're doing something right in rural America. And that's why we live here. This is the safest place in the world to live.
We're talking with Congressman Roger Marshall. Congressman, I'm going to kind of pivot. You mentioned we've been talking about the medical side of it. Let's see if we can give any indication on the federal assistance. Okay. Let's talk about the economic side of it. I know you guys are currently in negotiations. I hear the speaker might have just tried to throw a wrench into it. but any idea what kind of federal assistance might be coming?
Yeah. So I just want to say one more time, John, the most important economic impact of this situation is us minimizing the number of people that have this disease, the shorter duration. That's the number one, more than any legislation I can write in Congress. It's letting people like you, small business men and women, get back to work as soon as possible, that they are the mighty engine that can, that can drive this market. So whatever we end up doing, you know, my focus is on small businesses and those blue-collar workers that benefited from President Trump's blue-collar bump. So whatever we do, that's my focus. I'm going to do everything I can to keep any type of corporate bailouts out of this bill. Beyond that, we'll see where we are. I guess I'm just frustrated that they think we have to fix everything right now. I'm just going to tell you that wherever we think the problem is today, a month from now, it's going to look a lot different. You know, the airlines are sitting there just bellyaching, saying, you know, life is horrible. Hey, my farmers and ranchers felt the sting of this a month before the airlines even started talking about this.
Right.
When China, South Korea, Japan stopped buying cattle, beef, guess what? The bottom fell of the market. We're all going to be impacted from this. So my emphasis is, how can we keep small businesses afloat, keep them in business?
Well, and, you know, one of the things that I think it was Mark Levin mentioned a while back, which is, you know, every time we have a disaster, are we going to start going back to the federal government and asking for bailout? Next time there's a tornado, next time there's an earthquake. And you know, I know this is a unique circumstance, but I think you're right. Let's just see where we are on this. This, too, will pass. So in that spirit, I think I should ask, how's the campaign going? Because you know what? Life is going to go on. Life is going to move on. We have an election coming up. How's your campaign going?
Well, John, it's been going great. From the moment that Bob Dole endorsed us, our just phone calls, people asking us to do stuff, just came off, you know, the chart. It was going great. And like everything, you know, your business, I guess, slowed down a little bit here. Once this Wuhan virus took effect, we really just pumped the brakes on it. It looks like it's going well to me, but every day I'm just locked in on this virus. What can I do to minimize its impact for Kansans? As you can imagine, just hundreds of doctors and hospitals calling me saying, we need more kits. We need more personal protection equipment. What about this? What about that? Who else? So I'm locked in on that, and this election will still be there. But it's going fine, and Kansans will choose the right person.
Yeah, and you know, I think that is the right attitude to take. And I hadn't actually thought about asking it of you, but I decided, you know what, I'm going to ask because we do have to keep in mind life is going to move on. This will pass. Yeah. And it's important that we don't forget that the other stuff's going to be there, and because I'm not going to let this get us down. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. We, like most of us, we worship from home today. And my minister, my pastor, just had a great sermon. And it was something about, in a crisis like this, what does it mean to love your neighbor as yourself? And he talked about, you know, the compassion and helping other people out by not spreading the virus. So just simple things. If you're sick, stay at home. Don't be out where there's big crowds of people. That's what it means to love your neighbor in a crisis, is doing what's best for the people beside you as well. So, I mean, to me, this is a time for America to get back on their knees. You know, just if you're an Old Testament, if you read the Old Testament, what happens? It's a constant theme. The people of Israel leave God, and bad things happen, and they get down their knees and say, God, forgive us. We have sinned and fallen short. We want to get back in your graces. And God blesses them. So So I think this is a great time for our country to get back on our knees and say, God, forgive us. We know you haven't left us. Where have we been? What can we do to get closer to you, get closer to our families and each other, these communities we all live in? What can we do to help each other out here?
Well, amen, Congressman. Thank you again for coming on. And actually, I want to say the one thing I do appreciate you saying is that you feel confident that Kansas is in a position to handle this, and that you feel that the president and that the country is in a position. Because I think you're right. The media, I think they're overhyping the drama. I think I don't know if it's because they're trying to sell papers or TV spots or whatever, but they, it was, I can't remember which, I think it was Rush or somebody said the other day, turn it off. Don't listen. Todd Starnes said it. Don't listen. Turn it off. And, I think that's actually good advice, because the mainstream media is really not helping the situation right now.
No. When I turn on the national news, it even scares me. But I just want to reassure your listeners. I talked to two doctors in Wichita, one of your top ER doctors, a couple of other doctors. They've got this under control. We have the best healthcare system in the world. And we are going to get through this. We're going to have better numbers, higher survival rates, all those things, because we do have the best healthcare system in the world, the best nurses, the best doctors, respiratory therapists. Thanks all to you truckers out there that are keeping the supply lines open. There's so many people that are risking their own family's health to make sure that America stays alive and well during these tough times. So just thanks to all my nurses and docs and all those people out there, the people at the reception desk, at the ER, all those people. So, John, thank you, and keep giving everybody an encouraging word. We need a word of hope today.
Amen. Thank you, Congressman. Thank you for coming on. We'll have you on again. Uh-huh. When things liven up, we'll have you back on. We'll talk a little bit more campaign.
Okay.
How's that, my friend?
That's all good. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Congressman. When we come back, we'll talk with 2020 presidential campaign with Mark Lauder, Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020 campaign. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.